Echo and Harper Audio present Days by Paul Bowles, performed by Richard Trinder. Preface. 3 years ago, Daniel Halpern wrote me asking if I kept a diary. I replied that I did not, and never had, not seeing any reason for engaging in such an activity. He wrote again, suggesting that I start one immediately, since he would like to include whatever resulted in an issue of Antaeus, to be devoted only to diaries, journals, and notebooks. I told him that I thought the result would be devoid of interest, since I would have nothing to report. All he wanted, he responded, was a record of daily life in today's Tangier. I agreed to try, and did what I could with the project, although I was not very faithful, often allowing 2 weeks or more to elapse without writing anything. What went on during the periods of silence, I have no idea, but doubtless the unrecorded days were even more humdrum than the others. I suppose the point of publishing such a document is to demonstrate the way in which the hours of a day can as satisfactorily be filled with trivia as with important events. Paul Bowles, Tangier, Morocco, August 1990. Days. August 19th, 1987. Clear. Walked to Merkala. The Cherki was violent and raised mountains of dust along the way. On the beach, hundreds of small children, hardly any adults. The boys were beating each other with long strips of seaweed. Constant smell of the sewage coming out of the conduit at the east end of the beach. Lalla Fatima Zahara was right to forbid the public to use the place a few years ago. But that was during the cholera epidemic. A letter from Paris saying that K. Voltaire will not agree to letting me inspect the galleys of any book they may publish. I never asked to see galleys. I wanted to see typescript before it was set up in type. They called my request legalisme excessif. Buffy found her $2,000 and passport hidden somewhere in the flat. August 20th. Paid my last visit to the consulate and was given the copy of my will which they'd been keeping for me. Moving vans in front of the residence. Afternoon brought a Monsieur Gebari doing a thesis at the Sorbonne. His first suggestion, La vie et l'œuvre de Paul Bowles, turned down. When he called it L'horreur et la violence dans l'œuvre de Paul Bowles, they accepted it. Ridiculous. Claude Thomas came by, resentful of the new contracts K. Voltaire have sent her to sign. I hope she doesn't eventually lose patience with them and refuse to translate any further works. I count heavily on her for Up Above the World. Bourgois writes that he expects her to take on the volume of Jane's letters. August 25th. Curious how difficult it is to sustain anger once the initial flush of it is over. For 3 days, L has been coming here to spend the entire afternoon. Twice or three times a year he arrives from Boston, where he's busy writing that biography which I reject.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?